I'm now going to read out to you Nejibar and Noor's story. Nejibar and Noor lived in Afghanistan with their five children. Noor worked as a teacher, which put him in danger when the Taliban threatened to kill anyone who worked for the government. This threat was carried out on one of their family members, whose eyes were gouged out before he was killed. Faced with threats, bombs, and war at home, they chose to try and find something better. Noor said, "It was like suicide for us, but we took the decision that it's better to die here than to die there from war." Having managed the difficult and dangerous journey to Greece, they are now living in a tent in a refugee camp. They expected to be there for 10 days, but have been there for 6 months, and there's no end in sight. They have no protection against wind and rain, there's no school for the children, and they have no idea what will happen to them now. Sudai, their youngest child, is 5, but he looks much younger. He hasn't been growing as he should. His abdomen is swollen. They don't know what's wrong with him. The only doctor in the refugee camp is Greek, and because of the language barrier, they haven't been able to explain that Sudai is much older than he looks. Despite having so little, they have taken in 2 brothers from Afghanistan, Faraydun and Farzad, who are travelling alone. Faraydun and Farzad don't know where their parents are, or even if they're alive, but they have found refuge with this family as they wait for news of their own. Nejibar says, "We still have some hope that one day we will get out of here, and we have hope for our children's future. Our wish is to get out of this situation and to be able to go further. We only want a peaceful life. We want our children to have an education, to go to school. The most important thing is for our children."